stop asking you about beating top eight sides? Do you feel like you've improved a point to that?
I think it's been justified, some of our form recent times against sides that, you know, we're fighting for final spots for. So, but we were really pleased with the brand of footy we played today. You know, it was a tough, hard slog, and of course North respond, and I know they lost a few players as well, so take that into consideration, but I thought we got the job done.
You've seen the play, particularly in the first half, with a bit of aggression and physicality. Was that something you were looking for from yourself?
Yeah, well, look, it's one of those games. I thought North were the same. You know, it was. I thought both teams probably went across the line and cost them scores and, you know, possible, obviously, scoreboard pressure. We had a couple of 50s we gave away, a couple of over-exuberant tackles that, you know, were downfield. So we adjusted at half-time, though. We thought in the second half we'd be better in that space.
But you mentioned during the week matching them in the contest was going to be the key to winning the game. Is that the most pleasing that your boys executed in that area?
Yeah, look, I think in big games, this was a big game, let's be honest. It was an important game for both clubs, and I thought on occasions we've been found wanting in that area for longer periods. So I thought we met the challenge pretty well. I thought the start of the third quarter was probably pretty important for us. And look, we didn't have it our own way for the whole game or anything like that, but I thought, you know, we toughed it out.
That ruck battle was quite intriguing. I mean, Goldstein, so many taps, but pretty even in the clearances. How did you kind of view
whatever? Oh, we're really happy with Scott. Yeah, really happy. I mean, he's come from a second ruck position. Obviously, we're missing Nick. He's taking on more and more responsibility, and he never gave up today. And there was good physicality from both sides against both ruckmen in and around the contest, and I thought both of them stood up pretty well. But I was really happy with Scott. It's a step forward for him today.
Tactically, was it almost like a defensive role for him, just making sure that Goldstein's taps weren't, you know, spoon-fed to North?
Yeah, Australia? Look, I thought the first quarter, and centre bounce in particular, from a midfield stoppage point of view, we got exposed a little bit in that first quarter. We fixed a few things at quarter time. With Scotty, it was probably more just keeping him accountable around the grounds as well, making sure, you know, Toddy gets on the end of it a little bit as well. So he was pretty pleased. I haven't seen the complete vision, obviously, but I, from what I can see, I thought he handled himself pretty well.
And you mentioned during the week he was a bit banged up to get through a match like that against such a daunting opponent, I suppose.
Yeah, all ruckmen are banged up. You know, Dean Cox keeps saying it's the hardest position on the ground. And look, he's done a lot of work with him, with Coxie, along with Brown, and Mitch Brown and Gov didn't ruck today, but we're working through some issues with obviously Nick not being there.
Adam, I know you can't comment. Scott may be looked at for an incident in the first quarter, but do you like the way he plays his footy? He sort of plays with a bit of a hard edge, and we saw that again today.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't think there was too much in that, so we'll find out this week, but that part of the game, I didn't think that was deliberate, or I can't comment too much on it, but hopefully I haven't just then. But yeah, we want him aggressive. A ruckman need to be aggressive. You can't survive in this comp if you're not assertive in that position.
Mitch's contribution and how do you view his progression over 2 weeks and over the next month if you're going to use him more?
Well, he's playing a position he's never played in, so it's important he plays a role. He's got some really clear focuses when he goes in that role. And you know, free kicks, we just don't want to give him free kicks away when he's in the ruck. And that I think he gave one way in the first quarter, and which cost us a goal. But that's just what we've got at the moment. We've got Jonathan Giles at East Perth, but he's probably more of a first ruckman rather than second. So we'll keep working with him, and we'll keep working with Gov as well.
How pleased were you with the efficiency of both ends? You defended really well, and then you were very efficient going forward. How important was that in the...
Well, it's a little bit of a concern. You don't have to rely on the efficiency going forward. We want supply on this ground. Yeah, I think you could see the centre bounce dominance in the first quarter hurt us with inside 50s. We might have had 6 or 7 in the first quarter. Fortunate for us, they were all shots. So, and conversely the other way, I thought we defended pretty well in that first quarter in particular. We held up pretty strong. At stages, you know, we broke the game open with some good ball movement, but also some good contested ball as well.
We touched on that earlier, just the top eight, beating a top eight side finally. How important was it for the confidence of the guys to finally get a scalp like that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if our players live in that space. You guys talk about it a lot. We've acknowledged it, so we had a win. We're not getting carried away. It was a good win. It reminded us of a good, solid brand of football that we can play. and we move on to the next week. So that, you know, the next conversation about will be about interstate, I'm sure. So we'll cop that and we'll move on.
And the form of some of your players at East Perth, does that give you confidence that there's further upside to your team going forward?
Oh, look, we're really excited about our list and what we've got going in the future. And in particular, our midfield, we had Duggan, Redden, Nelson didn't play today. Sheed played at a reserve level as well. And they're all, I think Redo's 25, but the rest of them are 19, 20, 21. So we think with the development we can put into them, we're going to be in a good space in a few years' time. But there's plenty of opportunity to play this year as well.
Jack was terrific with 35 touches in pretty atrocious conditions. Yeah. Did you watch it? And did he stake a fair claim for a record?
He did. It probably, on reflection, we probably should have done that at the start of the year, coming off a hernia operation, and we just tried to get him in the seniors as quick as we could. But the confidence he had playing to his strengths, you could see it on the weekend. So he's ready now.
Next month, footy provides a real opportunity. You play a top eight side across the stretch. But how are you viewing the next little chunk of the season?
Oh, we've got a game at the G this week, and we haven't played well there since Richmond last year. We had a really good win against the Tigers on a Friday night, but the games we've played since, we've been pretty disappointing, and we're looking forward to that challenge. And obviously the opponents are a different coach, a different style, and very much a combative type of team as well, so we're looking forward to that challenge.
I think it's two games at the G over the next 3 weeks. How important is it to get that experience on the ground?
I just want to get the wins. Yeah. Experience there is a bonus, but let's get the wins, eh?
Yeah, the club can't push for more games there as well.
Yeah, oh, we like to play more than one or two games there, but I don't care where we play, we're just after a win.
Sorry, on the whole, is that the most satisfied you've been after a game this season?
Oh, probably for a while. You know, the four-quarter performance, the opposition, and the brand we played, I thought was pretty good, but I think we've still got another gear to go to. You know, there's points in the game when we let it slip, and even halfway through the last quarter, it just felt uncomfortable. So we need to work on some things too.
Did you come away playing injury-wise?
I think so. Yeah, I think we're pretty good. Yeah, no, we're all good. All right, thank you, guys.